USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Officials in India say rescue operations for survivors of a major train crash have come to an end. The collision happened on Friday, killing 288 people and injuring hundreds more.
Three trains collided in eastern India, resulting in nearly 300 deaths and over 1,000 injuries. The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. This is one of the deadliest train accidents in the history of that country. I'm John Schaefer.
Railway workers are now focused on clearing the tracks. More than a dozen migrants from South America were taken to a California church by private plane. California Governor Gavin Newsom said the 16 Venezuelan and Colombian immigrants were in Texas before being dropped off at Catholic Diocese of Sacramento. Newsom said he's working with the Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed, including kidnapping. A county sheriff in Maryland accused of renting out machine guns. Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins says he wants to be tried separately from a gun business owner on federal charges. Jenkins and Robert Justin Kropp accused of conspiring to fraudulently acquire machine guns and rent them out. A four-year-old girl has survived a fall from a third-story window in New York City. It happened around 8:30 yesterday morning in a Brooklyn neighborhood. The New York Post said the preschooler was looking out the window of her third-floor apartment when she somehow fell out. She was taken to a local hospital, but suffered only a broken leg.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
A new Barbie movie has caused an international shortage of pink paint. Set designers needed so much pink paint, they caused a worldwide shortage. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Today is the 34th day of the Writers Guild of America strike. The Writers Guild's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired more than a month ago on May 2nd. Guild members seeking compensation increases for writers and other changes. Union members are picketing this weekend outside major television and movie studios. That has not affected, though, the box office. This time, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse taking over the top spot in theaters across the U.S. and Canada.
This time it's Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse taking over the top spot in theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures animated film earned more than $51 million from Thursday previews and Friday opening day receipts. The sequel is poised to make over $110 million through today, Variety reported. As for last week's champ, The Little Mermaid is projected to finish the weekend with at least another $35 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Morgan State University in Maryland announcing that its marching band has been invited to perform next June in France in the parade commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion that led to World War II's defeat of Nazi Germany. The Magnificent Marching Machine will be the first marching band from a historically black college or university to perform in the International Memorial. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.